DWA Mobile.
CBA,
KN4VWA. How are you today, Dave?
Oh, good morning there, Mr. Steve. I'm doing fine, you know where I'm headed, so you still sound a little froggy, but you feeling any better?
I'm feeling okay. I'm still getting my energy back. And my voice is starting to sort of kind of maybe come back, but, I just got to get my energy back, and from what I understand, today is 2 weeks on this nasty mess, and, my wife is just now starting to feel a little bit better, and, I understand that the cough and the raspy voice will hang on for another week or 10 days after this, so... You know, I'm at that point where I'm just riding it out. I'm not contagious, so I'm going down Pelham Road, doing a little bit of work today, and be a dirty, rotten capitalist, and gather some money, and that type of thing. So, yeah, I'm back amongst the living. How about you?
I guess I'm doing pretty good. I'm gonna go play some tennis, and there's an 18-wheeler down here at the bottom of the hill right here at Texas Roadhouse, and he has taken up the median and all three lanes to back his truck in. Of course, he did a pretty good job. Didn't take him long, but man, I sure as heck wouldn't want to have to do that on Wade Hampton, man. Well, I'm still looking at antennas. My wife doesn't want me to put up any kind of dipole, so, she says it's going to look redneck. So, anyway, I guess I'm a redneck, but anyway, but I'm not, so... You know, her wishes, I'm not doing that. I'm thinking about just, running a pole up, the oak tree and, letting a bird hole just stick out the top. I know it won't perform like the Wyndham did, but, at least I can use the dang radio.
Dead set against that hustler then, right?
Nah, I tell you, it's just something. But you know the saying, happy wife, happy life. So, anyway. Sometimes I feel like I'm in jail because, I think in some ways I'd probably be better off, but I do get three hots and a cot at home, but man, she has got cameras and sensors, and I mean, you can't make a move inside or outside that house that will not be on camera. So Sue's still, she's still kind of behind where you are as far as...
She actually started down with it 24 hours before I did, and now I'm finishing up 24 hours before she is, so it's just hung on her or something harsh, because... Now it's still in her ear and in her station tube, and it's ruptured her eardrum. She got an infection in her eardrum from it, and that stuff is tough, baby. It's tough going around. Everybody needs to be real careful. I'm walking around with a bottle of hand sanitizer. Well, I always do anyhow, but I'm using my hand sanitizer even more so I can protect other people from getting it. So, anyhow, it's nothing to mess with, and it is contagious. Good gracious. Well, I don't know that it's any more contagious than anything else, but I picked it up off of my grandson, and whew, it's tough.
It's always nice when family shares like that. Yeah, I had it back in, let's see, January, I think. January, and man, it just kept hanging on. I said, I've never had a cold that lasted this long, and it was this bad, and so, I took some stuff and wrote it out.
Much what we did, but I took her to an ENT about her ear and station tube, and they put her on an antibiotic. Said it was bacterial that got in her ear that got her ear, so anyhow, she's doing that, and it seems to be helping out a lot. It's helping out a lot. And she's on the mend, but I tell you what, this is the first time I've been sick, and I would say probably 3 years. I'm really, really conscious about, you know, picking up bugs. And I haven't been sick. This is the first time I've been sick in a solid 3 years. So, hey, do you think the pollen made it even worse?
Yeah, for those that are susceptible to pollen, it definitely didn't help any. I mean, it's, the trees are coming out. I know the Brantford pear trees are in full bloom. We got one across the street. It's gorgeous, white blooms. But, and I've seen some other trees starting to come out. So anyway, yeah, I mean, it's not helping. That's for dang sure.
Last couple of years, I think I've been a little bit susceptible to the pollen, too. So, anyhow, that just compounded things because, I tell you, I finally came out about, Friday this past week. And I'm going to tell you something. It looked like somebody had painted my top half of my trunk yellow.
So this time last week, I was actually Monday of last week, I was in Charleston at MUSC, and hanging around for the results of my grandson's procedure. But anyway, man, it was just yellow gunk everywhere. It was it was awful. So I knew it was coming because if Charleston's got it, then they're a little ahead of us. So well, with that kind of stuff, so I knew it was coming.
And the ice of March do not help the situation with all this wind.
Yeah, this way you can get out and fly a kite. I know last Thursday when they were cutting down my trees, the wind was sustained at 35 miles an hour. I mean, it blew all day. It had been a great time to get out and fly a kite. I was too busy worried about my antenna, my stupid antenna that I can't even use anymore. So, anyway. So, and of course I had to watch them too because they were, they were down in one tree right up against the deck. And of course they put a few marks on the railing, but I was able to, I've got these little touch-up pins, and I was able to touch them up. It looks pretty good. So, anyway, but they did a good job, you know, cutting them down, cleaning up, and they did a good job of taking my money, too. I told him, I said, I gave him the check, and I said something like, $65, right? And he said, yeah, plus a few zeros. And I said, well, yeah, what's a few zeros among friends?
I take one over like a lead balloon. By the way, you do not have to go calling around to find somebody to take your money. Just, hey, just give me a holler.
What?
I said, you don't have to go calling around to find somebody to take your money. Just give me a call.
So you're going to cut down my trees for me? you just want the money, huh? Just give me the green. Oh, yes. And none of that noisy money. We want the quiet money. Well, yeah. God, we have spent so much money on that house, and the property is unreal. I think if we had just kept all that money, we could have put that toward what we really wanted and bought that, sold our house and bought that, because our house ain't cheap. So, but I think we needed about another $100,000 just to get what we wanted, because we wanted to buy somewhere, you know, out in the country and with a couple of acres and that kind of thing.
Your Lowe's is still hiring. I was just going to say, you know, on the antenna situation, it really wouldn't do you much good if you did go get a house with no HOA that you really like, because she's not going to let you put up an antenna anyhow.
Yeah, if we had, I would definitely put up a tower. I'd spend some money. But, you know, she'd just have to get over it, because, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like she's spending money on the grandkids. I mean, we get boxes, literally plural boxes, every day from, you know, some delivery system. And you know, I don't want to hear any complaints.
You know what? Maybe you ought to tell her, say, how much did you spend on that box? About $60. It wasn't nothing. I said, okay, then I'm going to put $60 in an antenna fund. Equal up, baby.
I have my Bank of America app on my phone, and all I got to do is just bring it up, and it'll show me, you know, what she spent. And I think it gives you a but a line, at least a partial line of what it was that she bought. So she spends in a month she spends just on Legos. She buys Legos for our yet two youngest grandsons. And they, you know, put them together when they come over. I mean, it's not a big thing, but I think it's about $15-$20 a piece. And so, you know, that adds up in a hurry. And, about 4 months, that would pay for my vertical that I'm thinking about buying. So, you know, I've got things figured out.
So, every married man has his own dynamic as to how things work. It sounds like you've got it figured out. So, Well, hey, is she going to let you have a vertical?
I talked to her about it last night. You know, I said, you know, I'm just going to run you know, you can buy a fence post and I think 10-foot lengths. I've already got one, and I don't know how many I'm going to need, probably three, maybe four, and then I'll, you know, attach the antenna, and then just start stacking the poles, pushing the antenna up through the tree, and, because it's not very, you know, it doesn't have a bunch of stuff on it, it's going to, you know, hit the limbs going up and stuff. It should be relatively easy to put up. So, anyway. So I'm gonna, you know, get those and clamp that thing on there and run me some coax and I'll be ready to talk.
I'm over here behind the airport, and it was clipping just a little bit. So which vertical is it you're thinking about?
Well, let's see here. I'll be helping if I take my sunglasses off. What was I looking at here? Hang on one second. It's a... Hustler 5-BTV. It's a 5-band vertical HF. Fixed antenna covers 10, 15, 20, 40, 75, and 80 meters. And you can get it at gigaparts.com.
An expanded version of what Bronkin had. You'll have to put radials down on that, you know.
Here we go.
You can just take the radials and put out from the base and tack them down into the grass with a, like a staple. And before you know it, they're down below the level of the grass and you cannot see them.
I was talking to Tom yesterday. I think he was talking about that, doing that. You can anchor them and you know, they'll just disappear in the grass.
If you use green wire, you never see them. As a matter of fact, I've got some green copper wire that you could use for the radials if the antenna doesn't come with it. Yeah, you know what? I'm trying to remember. I think it comes with the radio wired.
Well, yeah. I the site that I saw it on, I guess it was Gigaparts. They didn't give a real good description of it. I think I had to go somewhere else to. Because I wanted to know the length. It's like 21 feet tall. And, yeah, I wanted some specifications on it. So I'm going to have to go back and look. I haven't definitely made up my mind yet. So, I mean, I'm still open to other things. I called Dave about the mystery antenna. And, that's a dipole, so it's not going to work. So, but it sounds like a neat antenna. And poor old Dave was out moving some tree trunks so he could get some smaller limbs out of the way. And I really felt sorry for him. I wish I could have gone over there and helped him, but I couldn't.
I know what you mean. Well, now you talking about KB2HXS or are you talking about W4DJW?
4DJW.
Yeah, the trees come down in his backyard and he had to have some folks kind of, I'm not sure what the details are anyhow. He's he's got a little bit of help getting them split and getting them up. His son is helping him get them split and out of there. Anyhow, you know, it's just another thing. Just another thing. Well, listen, I'm going to be pulling into my office over here pretty soon. We shouldn't be hanging up on the repeater too long. We need to leave a little longer break in there, make sure somebody can chip in whenever they want. We need to make sure we're practicing our etiquette. So, anyhow, you go in and have a good tennis game today, or a good set, or a good match, rather. Excuse me, a set? You need to play multiple sets. So, have a good time today, and I will talk to you soon. You can get those details on those antennas pretty good over at DX Engineering. Their site is pretty good on detail, and you can call them and get detail, I mean, specific details on all that stuff they sell, even if you decide to buy it somewhere else. So, anyhow, I will talk to you again soon there, big guy. 73's KN4 VWA. I'll be clear after your final.
All right, Steve, you have a good one, and don't work too hard. KN4 VWA, KB4 CBA, enjoy the QSO. Behave. 73's.